busy time in free agency. Indeed, the Eagles welcoming in safety Patrick Chung as a free agent. He joins me now in the studio. Patrick, welcome to Philadelphia, my friend.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here.
Has it been kind of like the recruiting process in college and hearing all the offers and finding out which situation is best for you?
But I kind of wanted to come here, man, so it was kind of an easy choice. It's like when I picked Oregon before I even went on a trip.
It's because of Rockstar Chip Kelly?
Yeah, man, that's my man, man. Yeah. He's got a lot of talent on his team. It's a great city, so it's perfect.
We were talking about this before we got on the air. I was in Oregon last week, and, man, that state is crazy.
Crazy.
For Oregon football. What was the college experience like?
Man, it was like a... We're like the NFL team almost. There's no NFL team out there, so it was it, man. Town shut down. Everybody's going to the game. Craziness.
Then you go to New England, and you just develop this mentality of winning. And it's every player, is a winner because, you guys are the best in the business, best in the world. But to learn how to win, Patrick, is it something that you kind of, once you learn how to do it, it makes a difference in your career?
Yeah, I feel you don't learn how to win. You work to win. You execute and you practice, you do what you have to do to make sure you win. And that's part of learning, but that's kind of just getting used. I don't know.
Is there a difference between players who work maybe that little bit extra?
You got to work extra. That's what I learned. You got to work extra. Don't learn to win. You learn to work extra to win.
Okay. Let's talk about your situation. How do you feel physically? How do you feel mentally?
I'm good,
man. Is this a rebirth for you kind of thing?
I'm good, man. I'm ready to go, man.
Are you sick of people asking about being injured?
Nah. I'm out there. I don't worry about that stuff, man. I'm not injured, so it's all good.
Good. New England Patriots undefeated season. At Super Bowls. The sense of going out there and being the best in the business, is that something you think that you can teach guys that you can say pull some of these young players and say, hey, this is how you do it?
No, that's all about work, man. Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to win. Just whatever we're gonna put into it, I feel we're gonna be fine, man. Including myself, I have to work hard and make sure that I can do the best for the team, for the team. It's a team thing. It's not, this guy's good. Everybody has to be good. And once we get that gel, we'll be fine.
For those who have not been familiar, those fans who are not familiar with Patrick Chung, tell them what they can expect to see.
Oh, somebody who's going to work hard, man. Work hard, love the team, love my fans, love the fans, love everything about the city, man. You're going
to
see.
You been to Philly much?
No, I haven't.
Yeah?
I've been here twice on a visit my coming out of college.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
The Eagles were interested. I remember that in the draft. They were very interested in you. Of course, you went to New England before the Eagles had a chance to get you. I wonder how things would have been different.
We're reunited now.
There we go. talk about Chip Kelly. Was it truly a factor to come play for Chip?
Definitely, man. He's a great coach, man. Very intense. He's calm, but he's very intense and passionate about what he does.
Because we're trying to get to know him. I can't say that I sit here and really
know him.
You're
going to get to know him, man. He wants players that want to win and work hard. Be good guys on and off the field, and that's what he wants, man. He's going to make sure he has that.
Similar at all to Bill Belichick?
Very, very similar, but different at the same time.
Was practicing against Tom Brady something that made you a better football player, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. You have a quarterback like that, you're definitely going to get better. You're going to learn some things, and, I did learn some things.
Free safety, strong safety, doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter. Wherever coach wants to put guys, you got to play. You got to play there.
Patrick, I found it interesting reading up on you a little bit. You didn't play football until, I guess, you were in high school?
High school, tackle football, yeah.
How come?
I was born in Jamaica, so I was, like, soccer, running track. And then one day I said, I'm going to try it.
Uh-huh. And what was the early part of it like? Did you just get into it and say, this physical part of it I really like?
No, when I first started, I just wanted to try something. My dad was like, go ahead. My mom said, why don't you just swim or something? Because she doesn't want me to get hit or anything. So, it started out just having a little fun and – started out loving it. Started loving the physical part of the game and the mental part of the game and the execution part of the game. It's a lot more mental, man, going into it. It's not just hitting and running around. It's a lot. You got
to
be smart.
It's learning how to be in the right position to make
and being
plays.
A professional also.
And being professional.
Yeah, definitely.
You always been that serious guy in college, even high school, college, and NFL?
I was young in college. I had my goofy moments, but when you're playing football, you're on a schedule. Schedule all the time, so it kind of develops you to be a little more mature, I guess.
Okay, what do you see as your opportunity here? What is your goal coming in here?
My goal is just help the team as much as I can, man. That's the main thing. Whatever I can do to help the team, I'm gonna do it.
Okay, you don't come in here and say I'm gonna be the man.
Nah, not gonna work here. Okay. That's not gonna work, and doesn't work anyway, man. We win as a team. You don't win as a person.
I love that. Bring it.
Yes.
Now, in your past, your mother, Jamaican born.
Yes.
Lovely voice, lovely singer.
Yes.
We have a little B-roll here that we found on YouTube of your mom singing, doing a little video here. Now, I know what, you won't sing with me. Will you? You won't sing this song?
Nope. Are you going to sing?
I don't know the words, but I'll sing. I'll do anything.
All right, next time,
learn
some words.
Learn the words, and I'll come back
and
sing.
I got you.
I imagine the song, the lullabies, Goodnight, Patrick, were pretty special.
Awesome.
I bet they were still ringing in your ears, weren't they?
Yeah, the Good Morning Patricks are even better too.
That was so your mom was it was big in Jamaica as a singer.
Yeah, man, she was
reggae
big.
Singer.
Yeah, my dad was her producer.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so keep it in the family. You know?
Really, how big did she get in the reggae world?
It was pretty big. She went to England, London, had one of the top hits over there. So it was.
Did you have
good.
A chance to travel when you were a kid?
Yeah, not too much. I was really young, you know. Okay. So it was didn't really get to travel, and if I did, I probably don't remember it. Man.
Come on,
so,
we gotta get. Our mission this year is to get some sort of in the stadium after a Patrick Chung big hit, big interception.
Oh,
we gotta okay.
We're gonna play
some song. We gotta play some kind of song.
If I get a big hit, you play a song.
When
I'll
you
dance.
Get a big hit,
I'm gonna dance.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. A promise?
That's a promise.
All right,
you put the song on. If you forget,
we gotta just figure out what's. Are we gonna put that song on? Your mom's song?
We do that.
Okay, we're gonna work. My people will talk to your people.
All right?
Cool.
All right,
Patrick Chung. Thank you so much,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Good luck. Thanks, Philadelphia Eagle here, and happy to be one. Patrick Chung joins us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.